Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Come on!
I'm Biddy-Bubble.
Fantastic every day.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan. I feel like a total idiot.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Well, he's probably poking Robin Lopez. Ew.
That's swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
All right, we're running late, but whatever.
What,
who cares?
Us late?
Who cares?
Well, the boss probably cares, but he's gone.
Yeah, I saw him before the Joey interview.
Yeah.
He said he likes to listen to Joey on his way home on Fridays. So he is listening, and he probably is like, what the hell?
Well, he very much enjoyed the long Joey Harrington interview. Yeah. It's okay.
What do you want? Good content? Good Joey stories? Do you want ads? Come on!
Can't keep us on the clock. We're peacocks.
Content.
We gotta fly!
Good content.
Okay, well, we've got some audio.
And break.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but we're just going to blow through this one, too.
You got 45 seconds.
We've got audio.
I like audio.
Okay.
Not this audio.
This is Neil Peart.
Oh, well, then this is okay.
I'm going to play a little bit of his drum solo. This is one of his famous drum solos. He died today, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Rush drummer Neil Peart, dead at the age of 67.
Many consider him to be the greatest rock drummer of all time, right up there with Keith Moon and John Bonham.
I already like him.
You're not a Rush guy.
No, but he's greatness.
Yes. You can't deny that. Rush, by the way, one of the few, like, big, huge bands that I've never seen live. Never seen Rush. It's just, and it's not that I'm against Rush. I'm pro Rush. Just never had the, I guess I did have the opportunity. Just never took advantage of it.
Who's the lead singer?
Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
And then Alex, name escapes me.
Van Halen.
Nah, Alex something or other.
Yeah, Rush is a great band, but I just, Geddy Lee's voice drives me crazy. I can't do it.
It certainly is a unique. I think that's why a lot of people like them. They had great songs, though.
Oh, of course. Like I said, they're greatness, but they were never my thing. But, yeah, you mentioned Peart, and it is not Neil Peart.
I know. Which
it's Peart.
It completely threw me for a loop today. And my whole life, I've just assumed, wrongly, I guess, that it's Neil Peart. And, yeah, he died a couple days ago. It got announced today.
I feel like this is building up, don't you?
Look, can I also make a controversial statement about solos?
No, you can't.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I enjoy a solo. I love live concerts. Enjoy the bass solo, the drum solo, the guitar solo as much as the next guy. 3 minutes.
Yeah, you don't like the long ones?
I don't.
I hear you.
3 minutes. That is one heavyweight championship round, and you can get knocked out in one round. 3 minutes.
Less is more.
Less is more. Give me everything you got.
Show us what you got.
Wow me. And those 3 minutes, I will give you the standing O. But God, I'm not going to laugh. After 7 minutes, it's a bit much.
Well, damn, dude.
Dude can drum.
I just want to sit and listen to this.
I know, it's impressive. Well, anytime you're listening or watching someone that's truly a master at their craft,
like this show, you get a front row seat every day.
Every single day when I look over at you, I'm like, God, what? Just...
You're welcome.
Just the Michelangelo of radio. When you listen to someone that's truly great at their craft, even if it's not your cup of tea, you can appreciate greatness.
Dude, loving it. Well, anyway, what I was going to tell you is you said he's considered one of the greatest drummers of all time.
Every list that you see gives you
right.
Bonham, Moon.
Right.
And what I would say was Neil Peart, but I would be saying that incorrectly.
Peart. Peart.
It just sounds wrong.
Okay, so here's the thing. I cannot name you more than 6 or 7 drummers. Like, I know nothing about the drums.
It's not your...
Well, I mean, it's like, you see all these lists, and I was just going through one, the Rolling Stone top 100 drummers of all time. Mm-hmm. I know none of those people. Like I know, I just know this because, like, you just said it. It's considered, like, common knowledge almost, that everybody says it's Keith Moon, John Bonham, and Neil Peart.
Yeah, top three. Like, that's like,
and I'm
every
one of the,
list.
All I'm telling you is I'm one of those people that's like, okay, I mean, I don't know. Because the only other people I could even throw in there that I even know are Phil Collins, Tommy Lee, and like Alex Van Halen and Ringo, you know? Like I don't know. Name me another drummer. Name me 5 other drummers that have not been named.
So Ginger Baker is one that gets thrown out a lot. He was Cream's drummer.
Cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously Ringo, Chad Smith of the Chili Peppers is one that that people give a lot of love to.
People like Travis Barker, former Blink-182 drummer.
Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins.
There you go.
Foo Fighters, Nirvana.
Forgot about Grohl.
Or one that that people give...
You know, we asked Joey this during the break.
Yeah.
You know what he said? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't think I was paying attention.
Carter something or other from...
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews.
Oh.
And again, I'm like, oh, okay.
I got
is he great? I'm not sure.
Stuart Copeland, he was the drummer from The Police that people give a lot of love to.
What about Matthew McConaughey?
On the bongos?
Yeah.
Naked bongos? I will tell you that of the instruments, like, if you're ranking all time, so obviously the...
God,
the,
listen to him go, dude.
I know, he just keeps going. But this is the point in the concert.
Overrated.
This is the point of the concert where I'd be like, hey, that's really cool.
Right.
Wrap it up.
Go get a beer.
Wrap it up. Yeah.
I will say that.
I'm going to go get a beer.
If I see a solo coming, I am generally, depending on who it is, I'm generally going to pee or beer.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only so much of the solo that.
It's a good break.
That I can put up with.
This sounds like, this is like kind of like when I play.
Oh, you dabble?
Right here, yeah.
Same sort of thing? Well, we know that I've told the story about me famously ending my music career when Mr. Neshiba in the 7th grade failed me on the rhythm drum test.
Yeah.
I wanted to join band, and I wanted to be a drummer, but you had to keep 2 separate rhythms, one with your feet, one with your hands, and I failed it, and he would not allow me to play drums, and that ended my musical career.
Is that like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time?
Yeah, same sort of thing, which I find ridiculous. Really? I'm in the 7th grade. You can't put me on the drums. I was a big kid. You can't give me like the bass drum there, just banging along in the marching band. It's ridiculous. And there was no other instrument that I wanted to play because you couldn't you couldn't play the guitar or anything. You had to play like the clarinet or something. I'm not doing that. Playing the drums or nothing. But what I was saying is, so it's easy to rank the frontman, right? Like that's universal. Then it goes guitar. Then you get to the drummers, and then the bass players, which no one really cares about.
Yeah, like, who's the greatest bassist of all time? Does anybody even have that ranking?
Yeah, everyone gets down to the bass players, and you're just like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's...
Yeah.
So
it's so true.
In the hierarchy, lead man, guitar player, drummer, bass player.
Here are the top 10 bassists of all time. We'll do it when we come back. Plus, I want to play some real greatness for you. You think Neil Peart was great?
Jesus. this.
Wait till you hear the second half of the career of the great David Lee Roth. And I have audio.
I don't even know what to make of this.
All right, 618 on the Fan.
Hey, and here's to a better you. Double Sun Power!
All right, so Neil Peart has died and Justin Bieber has Lyme disease. What are we going to do?
Man, the world's...
The Biebs.
This Iran thing, put it on the back burner.
The Biebs. You know, that Lyme disease is no joke, though.
No, it's not. Autoimmune disorders are, they are a mother bear.
I don't know if he really has Lyme disease, but if he does, that sucks.
Yeah.
Top bassist, according to Rolling Stone.
So can I, Paul McCartney's got to be on there, right?
He's third.
Well, Geddy Lee's the bass player.
I didn't even know he played bass.
You didn't know? What?
No. No. That's how
are
little I.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's how little I paid attention to the Beatles.
Left-handed bass. Geddy Lee's a bass player. Rush.
Fourth.
Who else we got? Flea.
Two.
Who am I missing here?
I don't know a lot about bass players.
Yeah, like those would be the only ones I could even name.
Cliff Burton will be on there. Original Metallica.
No.
John Paul Jones, obviously a Led Zeppelin.
Sixth. You saw this list. There's no way you're rattling this off the top of your head.
These are like the most famous.
Suk knows his musicians.
These are like
clearly
the most famous bass players of all time.
I'm not buying it. And you're missing number one. If you really knew your bassist, you would know number one.
You keep looking at me for help. I'm no help. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of who would be number one.
Hey, what you got,
I thought
Mike?
Paul McCartney would be number one. Jack Bruce, Cream. Cream is like viewed by like musicians.
Cream was awesome.
As like the like musically, like drummer, guitar player, bass. Like that's is it? are we going Jack Bruce?
Nope.
Is
idiot.
He on the list?
It's only top 10 here. Let me see here. Jaco Pastorius. Anybody know who that is?
I don't. Who's that? I don't know him.
I have to read through here. I don't know who that is. He's seventh. Jack Bruce, eighth.
Okay, eight.
Cliff Burton, nine. Victor Wooten, 10th.
Don't know who that
is. He's the greatest bassist. Number one, I didn't know Flea was considered one of the great bassists of all time. But number one is John Entwistle, you morons.
Oh, is that, he's The Who, right?
The Who.
The Who.
Yeah. So there you go.
By the way, another good drummer I saw on the text line was Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater, former drummer of the band now, but he's
Mike
fantastic.
Portnoy.
It's not that hard. You think of like who are the biggest bands of all time and, you know, ones that are, and that's, I guess you can't say that because there are some bands that are big that aren't necessarily considered like musically, what would you call it? Sophisticated, like Lars, like Metallica is one of the biggest bands of all time, but Lars, their drummer, is not very,
he sucks.
He's not very good. I mean, honestly, like people just make fun of him. He's a, they say he's a bad drummer, but in context of what we're talking about here, he's a bad drummer. But
do you
want to
hear
a huge band?
Okay, Mike, give me some volume. Do you want to hear greatness?
No, I don't, because I'm fearful of what you're gonna play.
This is David Lee Roth. Now, he is not with Van Halen anymore, okay?
No, he is not. No one's with Van Halen anymore. I don't know who.
Oh, they're not.
Well,
are you sure?
Yeah, Michael Anthony, who was their bass player, is gone. He's with Sammy Hagar.
That's been a while.
They're in Chickenfoot. David's not there anymore. Sammy's not there anymore. It's the two Van Halen brothers, and then I think Eddie's kid.
Well, that's what we saw when we saw him.
Is their bass player is Wolfgang.
So we saw him out at
Sunlight Amphitheater.
Yeah, and it was David Lee Roth with the Van Halen's Eddie's kid.
Yeah, Wolfgang Van Halen, which is the greatest name in the history of all time.
And Roth was terrible that night, and that was like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
But I don't know who their lead singer is because it's – I honestly, I don't know if they have one.
Well, David Lee Roth is now out on his own, but he's playing Van Halen songs.
Yeah, he's like in Vegas, right? Like doing some sort of residency thing?
Yeah, and Tim Taylor sent us this, and this is the only good contribution Tim Taylor has ever made to our show. And I watched it. It's 8 minutes long. And holy crap, I want to play just a little bit. I won't play the whole thing.
Buckle up.
buckle up for how David Lee Roth is now. And by the way, you won't hear it in this clip. This clip's only about 2 minutes. Later on in the video, he goes on to say that he believes that this is the start of the second half of his career. Like, he's been revitalized.
How old? He's got to be in his 60s, right?
Yeah, he's old.
Look out!
This is the good part, by the way. Yeah! Goes for it, though.
What do you do if you
check out?
Someone's singing backup at least.
I think that's the backing track.
I think it is, too.
He's using a backing track, and it's this bad.
Yeah!
That goes on for minutes.
And then, it goes on for 6 more minutes, and then he pauses. You know, that's the lull in the song, you know?
Yeah.
And he starts talking, and he goes off on really, like, several different tangents. And it's, he's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he's truly insane.
Yeah, he's lost.
Rocket to the door.
You sound better.
Thank you.
I mean,
you got another thing about.
You are the songbird of our generation, but it's unbelievable. Can you pull up, like, real Van Halen? Can you go find, like, actual David Lee Roth from, like, the 80s? Like, he was an amazing frontman.
He was great. He really was.
And I...
It's just... He's just... Doesn't... He just needs to stop.
Well, I get
he's
that...
He's 65, by the way.
I get that your voice changes and,
you know, his voice is shot.
I understand. But how does it get that bad?
So that was Dance the Night Away, right?
Well, yes.
I'm going to play Dance the Night Away. Okay?
Yeah.
That's
just going to be a direct comparison. I'm going to play it off the computer, so one second.
All right. Yeah, your voice gets that bad. I think a lot of artists have this, but they just stop. They stop singing.
Yeah,
like, you can't sing.
Mariah Carey's like this.
Yeah, she's
like,
not. She's
but
done.
She will not sing.
Exactly.
She lip syncs everything.
David Lee Roth just doesn't care, and he knows people will go see him.
What if he formed a super group with, like, other blown out voices, like Axl Rose and who's the Motley Crue guy? Vince Neil. And they all just got together and sang each other's songs in the most horrific way possible.
I hate to say it. People would pay and go see it. They would.
Have you seen her? So fine, pretty movie with a style.
Great tune.
It's just Van Halen and his greatness. So the real question is...
So good, man.
If Van Halen comes tomorrow...
No.
Do you go...
No,
free tickets.
With him, no.
Free tickets.
Dude, I already saw him, and I was horrified.
Oh God! Former Mike in Richfield said that they came the last time, and he went to the show, and him and his wife left because she got cold.
That was 15.
Yeah,
2015.
I'm out of here.
They're done. And by the way, somebody texted in. I don't know if this is true, but they said that David Lee Roth gave an interview recently where he said that. He hinted that Eddie is suffering from terminal cancer and that they'll never play again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's David Lee Roth, so can you believe anything that he says?
No, you cannot. I don't know.
Like, honestly, there's nothing that he could say that I would take wholeheartedly.
He wears me out.
Well, I know Eddie had he had like mouth or throat cancer a while ago, but I thought that was quite some time ago.
I don't know. But that's David Lee Roth now. The second half of David Lee Roth's career has begun.
It's amazing hearing them back to back, the original and the current version.
Yeah, it's like
that was like, oh wow.
Look, man, there's just no other artist that would tour with a voice like that. No. They're just not. They're calling it off. They're not. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if he doesn't care. Just needs the money.
Doesn't care.
It's just unbelievable. All right, here's Mike with SportsCenter.
I'm into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, a couple texts to our broadcast. We're talking about artists that now suck. So here's a text. It says, I have a theory that Huey Lewis could kill as the Van Halen frontman.
Oh,
I like that idea.
That's interesting.
I think he could. He says it won't happen, but go listen to a Huey Lewis song and think Van Halen songs, and it works. I think he's onto something. That could work.
I'd listen to that.
I like Huey Lewis.
If you brought around Van Halen with Huey Lewis, mix in like the Power of Love?
Yeah. Yeah, play both.
Now, I will tell you that...
It's like Wonder Twin powers.
Form of Bucket of Water. This is the dumbest power in the history of superheroes, except for Indian Chief, who just grew really tall for some reason, though didn't do anything with it. I saw Queen a number of years ago with Paul Rogers, who was the lead singer of Bad Company.
I can't do it.
And I know. It's
just not Queen.
But they played the first, and it was all of the, you know, there's no one from Bad Company but Paul Rogers. It was Queen with Paul Rogers. And they did like 45 minutes of Bad Company songs, which was fantastic. Bad Company is a great band. And then the last hour was, and it might not have been 45 minutes, maybe 30 minutes of Bad Company songs. And then they did an hour and a half of Queen. And I know it's not Freddie. It's sacrilegious. No one's Freddie. He's the greatest frontman of all time. But that was a damn good show.
I saw that on TV. They had that on TV, like the Audience Network or something.
Yeah.
With him, and it was good, but it's not the same.
I think Lambert, the American Idol guy,
I've seen
with Queen now.
Queen with him too, and he's good, but again, it's not.
I know, but you're talking about replacing someone that's irreplaceable.
Somebody said Paul McCartney still has a great voice in band. He does. He's certainly not what he used to be, but he sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know who it pains me to say just is absolutely horrible, and I wonder if they don't even. I don't even think they do stuff anymore. But the last time I caught them, and I have a soft spot in my heart for this band. But boy, were they bad. The Beach Boys.
No, see, I haven't seen the Beach Boys.
Have you heard anything?
No, 20 years. I saw the Beach Boys when I was in college.
But I mean, you know Brian Wilson's condition and everything. And so it's like.
Doesn't he have Alzheimer's or dementia now, too?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's.
Yeah,
but even without. I don't know. The Beach Boys hung on a little too long,
I
think. I think they probably needed to just call it a day. But I found a list of bands and artists that used to be good but suck now. You know what number one is?
What?
And this is from RateYourMusic.com. Mm-hmm. AC/DC.
Well, I think... I'm not sure how all this went down, but I think Brian Johnson, like, his doctors told him that he can't play anymore. And like there's something with his voice and hearing, and then so they replaced him with Axl Rose, and then Brian Johnson was like no and tried to get back in, and then the other young, not Angus, the other young brother, I think he's got dementia now too.
Ernst.
So I think he's messed up, and then the drummer, whose name escapes me, he was going on trial for murder. You remember? So AC/DC's been through a lot. I don't know how much is left of AC/DC, to be honest with you.
I haven't heard him in a long time. I was never a huge fan.
I mean, just like, even if like half of that stuff happened, I think that'd be enough to kind of end it. But all of those things happened to AC/DC.
When Angus is out there, I guess it's still AC/DC.
Sure.
You know, doing his thing. But still, it's not, you know, I mean, you got to go like Bon Scott and.
Someone's saying Malcolm. That's
it's
the other
not even
Young.
Close.
Someone's saying he died.
Malcolm Young.
I know he was...
Yeah, he did die.
Okay.
He's dead.
I was going to say, he was...
Still dead, very dead.
When did he die?
So, 2017 says...
Okay.
Their current members are Axl Rose, Stevie Young, Chris Slade, and Angus.
Yeah, so as I said, they've been through they've been through some stuff. So Brian Johnson, I think, medically had to, at least that's what they said. But now I think he was all pissed. He was like, no, I want to keep doing it. And they've replaced him with big fat Axl Rose.
I don't know. Sometimes you just got to know when to say when, you know?
Yeah, but if someone, look, I appreciate that too. But if someone's rolling out millions of dollars, I get where that's hard to say no.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
You know you're not very good anymore, but someone's like, would you like to make $50 million on this tour? And you're like,
all right.
I got a coke problem and like four ex-wives.
If you say so.
So, yeah.
It's true.
And you can, like, here's the thing. Like, I appreciate when you don't try to be your younger self. Like, if you go see Billy Joel, right? He just says flat out, when he plays Innocent Man, he brings someone out to hit the high notes. And he tunes, like, he plays songs in different keys.
Yeah.
He'll bring someone else out, and then afterwards he'll be mark something or other on the high notes. Or he'll be playing it, and he's like, it sounds a little bit different. He goes, we're going to play this in a different key because I wrote this in 1976.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, he right. openly admits it, and he knows his limitations. He doesn't try to do piano backflips and crap like that anymore. He plays a older, mature version of Billy Joel, and it's still really good. It's hard when you go see someone that doesn't want to admit.
Well, Angus is still out there doing his bit.
Yeah, that time has befallen him. It's like when you watch the old guy out at the local YMCA and he's out there trying to slap the floor and play defense. You're like, hey, man, just...
There was a day.
Stand at the three-point line and shoot some trays. Come on.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
For you. Can I get a hot tub?
I don't see anyone on our phones.
I think he may be flying back.
The phone was off.
But I'm not certain.
Oh, from Hawaii.
Yeah, I think he's coming back today or tomorrow. I don't know.
It's about time. God, that was the longest vacation ever.
I think he only goes on vacations that his father-in-law pays for.
Yeah, I've noted that.
Yeah, I mean, like any
you could tell. Yeah, like
they went to Hawaii and then like.
There's no way he's paying for 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Yeah, I think that was the. I think Heather's father is like trying to, like, do some sort of like family.
Well, hey, I'd take that too.
Hell yeah! Unfortunately, I gotta pay for my vacations, and there's no one helping me out.
Who's winning Jeopardy? You guys watching that?
I saw the first episode, and Ken Jennings was unbelievable. But by the time we get home,
what time's that air?
7 o'clock.
Seven. I've seen like clips of it on Twitter, but I haven't watched the episodes.
You know what I heard? You're supposed to say what?
Well, I just assumed it was coming. What? What, Isaac? What?
I heard that... So, you know Pat Sajak's not on the wheel right now?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he took a medical leave or something.
Well, he's old too, right? I mean, those guys have been doing that forever.
Pat Sajak, yeah, he's been doing it. Yeah, him and Vanna have been there for so long. Sajak's 73.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Pat Sajak, I'm sure that's fake hair. He looks great for 73.
By the way, did you see what Pat Sajak said about Ricky Gervais's Golden Globes?
No.
You know, because Gervais went after Hollywood and celebrities. Like, you have... he said, you're out of touch. You have no clue what's going on in real life. You live in a bubble.
He shredded him. It was beautiful.
Pat Sajak said, I'm sick of hearing how we celebrities are in some kind of bubble and we don't understand real life. When I'm out in public and people approach me, I'm always interested in what they have to say to my security detail. That's well played.
Pat Sajak.
Well played.
You're a gall darn national treasure.
Now, okay, so he's not on there, but so Vanna slid over and did his job.
Okay.
And
is it really that hard to do?
Yes, she's terrible at it.
Really?
That is what I'm hearing.
So Vanna White has spent all these years, and really what she does is flip letters. And that's it.
Yeah, well,
she's
that's what she... yeah.
Not capable of hosting?
Well, okay, so we went through this when Bob Barker retired from Price is Right.
Yeah.
It was like, you don't realize the greatness of Bob Barker until he leaves.
Sure, but I always thought with that, that's more involved. I always thought Wheel of Fortune may be a little bit more straightforward.
It is more involved because you got to explain the game succinctly. And but Barker was great at it, and the only way you know Barker was great at it, because he was on there for 80 years, because you've never seen anybody else do it, was when he stepped down and freaking what's-his-nuts took over.
Drew Carey,
who's still there, and I'm sure he does a good job, but my God, is he no Bob Barker.
No. By the way, Vanna White, 62, still looking good.
Yeah, she looks great.
I think you, I mean, you kind of have to when you're Vanna White. I mean, you're making millions upon millions of dollars. You got to keep it, you got to keep it right. But yeah, she looks really good, 62.
Yeah, so I guess she is getting widely panned for her inability to. She's been there for like 75 years.
Yeah, so she's been waiting. Yeah, I wonder if she's been waiting
and she
for
can't
like five
do it.
Decades. And it's like, finally, my chance.
Now,
and now she's screwing it up.
Some of this could just be old people bitching because you know how old people hate change. And so when Pat Sajak's not on there, they're like, ah.
Well, and realize, too, that the people that are watching Wheel of Fortune are probably like, no broad can host this show.
Right,
just
right.
Flip the letters, toots.
Exactly.
There's. I'm guessing that that's not the most modern and, I don't know, forward-thinking audience at the Wheel of Fortune. I've always said that if you want to see what the biggest, like, cultural shift you could have between half hours, realize the people that tune in at 7 for Jeopardy and then the people that tune in at 7:30 for Wheel of Fortune. I find that that's two vastly different audiences.
Yeah. Well, I guess Pat Sajak's daughter was on there, too.
Yeah, he's got a couple daughters that I was reading that were making the appearance.
Yeah.
So do we know what's wrong with Pat Sajak? He's not dying, is he? Because Alex is going to go.
He had surgery.
Alex isn't looking so good.
Yeah, he had surgery, but I'm not sure why. I'm not sure on what. But she's filling in. Vanna's filling in.
Trebek, you know, he's battling pancreatic cancer, and he's got the fake, you know, the hair now, and they're putting an S ton of makeup on him, but when you see...
I hope he knows when to step away.
Well, he said that he understood that the end was coming and that...
Well, yeah, he has pancreatic cancer. I'm just saying from the show.
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying is he said that he knew the end was coming to the show and he knows what he wants to say, and I do not think he's going to stick around. He does not seem like the type that will want to hang on too long. He's not going to go out and embarrass himself, but you can just see with the heavy makeup and it's just, you know, I mean, God, the guy's dying. It's hard. It's hard to see someone like that.
Who do you think replaces Sajak when he goes?
I don't know. I don't know if like, because was Sajak or Trebek, like now they put another celebrity on there. But back in the day, like was Pat Sajak or Alex Trebek, were they something before their shows?
I don't think they were just game show hosts.
Yeah, like I don't think there's just game show hosts anymore, right?
So
like
Sajak,
they replace them with like a Steve Harvey, or remember Al Borland did the Wheel of Fortune for a while, and I don't remember his real name.
Yeah.
Is the guy from Home Improvement.
There's really no such thing as a game show host.
No.
Anymore.
No, you just go find, I don't know, like Nick Cannon or somebody. You go find someone like Wayne Brady, you're like, I don't know, you're famous for something, and like what's Nick Lachey up to?
There you
It'll be someone like that. It'll be like, hey, you were on Dancing with the Stars once, and didn't you have like a hit like in 1994? Get on up here.
Can you read?
I don't even think you have to do that necessarily.
So Sajak had intestinal issues, and he had to have surgery. And they say that it was serious, and it was very scary, but he's going to be fine, and he'll be back.
Okay.
So in the meantime, if anybody lays their eyes on Vanna hosting for Pat, fill us in, because I hear it's terrible.
Yeah, let us know how that's shaken out.
Yeah. Which is just amazing to me that she could sit over there for 40 years and watch him and then replace him, finally get her break to replace him, and then suck at it.
Well, to be fair, if you were watching someone drive a car for 40 years and then all of a sudden you got behind the wheel, you know, it may not be the smoothest, you know, transition that you could come up with.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We are leaving for the weekend.
Yeah, we're done.
We don't work on Saturdays and Sundays. So we'll be back on Monday. Coming up next is Ducks Insider.
Oh, we're going inside the Ducks.
Please understand the Seahawks game will be here on The Fan on Sunday.
We'll hear
as well. Rashad and myself on football Sunday.
Yeah, what time are you guys on?
9 to 11 a.m.
9 to 11 Sunday.
National championship game, Monday.
I think we have that too.
Yeah.
So tune in. We'll be back Monday, 3 o'clock on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.